Website accessibility lawsuits can typically range from costing you or a business in general between five grand and 20 grand. And they can even go much higher. Cool. Love that for all of us. Hi, hello, and welcome to Business Unfiltered, the podcast. I'm Kristen Kubik, and I'm the bridge between ethics and profits and your gatekeeper between you and the legal. I'm an inclusive marketing and business compliance consultant dedicated to keeping companies running ethically and helping make sure all voices are actually heard. Today, we're talking about accessibility in your content and, above all, the Americans with Disabilities Act. I love this topic purely because it is so underrated and partially because people don't realize it actually applies to them outside of their website. So I thought this was really interesting that the settlements typically for, and this is just website accessibility issues, typically range from 5 grand to 20 grand. However, depending on things like severity of the alleged violation, location, which I think is really interesting in itself, the type of lawsuit, the whether you take a settlement or go to actual court, all of that can factor into whether it's going to be more or less lawyer fees, like whatever else. So this it was an interesting start to this. Let's be real right now. Let's talk first. How many ADA lawsuits were filed last year? We don't have numbers for 2023 officially yet. We have numbers for the first half of 2023. And these numbers are actually just federal numbers. We actually don't have numbers for states. We're going to look at 2022 because we do have full numbers. We're also going to look at the first half of 2023. The full numbers for 2022 were a little over 80, almost 8,700 Title III lawsuits, which is Title III is the public accommodations and commercial facilities section. So we're talking about pretty much things like brick and mortars and hospitality. And there were almost 80, it was no joke, 8,694, 8,694 lawsuits were filed in federal courts in 2022. People were excited because this was actually a decrease from 2021. But either way, it's a massive uptick from pre-pandemic levels. And I think that's really interesting. I think pandemic levels really kind of brought on the severity of what people were lacking. That being said, mid-year reports from 2023 looked at tracking ADA lawsuits, and the trend kind of seems to be continuing downward. They reported, and I say they, UsableNet reported 4,500 ADA related app and web accessibility lawsuits were filed in the first half of 2023. Apparently, it was lower than that same period in 2022. I'll be interested to see what the numbers look like at the end once they actually finish obtaining the rest of 2023's. So to see if it was actually on the same trajectory. Before I dive in to why this really matters in your business and how you can kind of start to combat this to make sure it's not a problem, I do want to let you guys know that for the first time ever, you can snag the replays of Six Figure Messaging, which is my signature group offering. Six Figure Messaging is 3 days towards your next 100K. We focus heavily in Six Figure Messaging this time on accessible content that does revolve around the ADA, and it revolves around bringing the ability to include disabled people into your content, because that is a massive group that is often missing and forgotten about, honestly, in the way that content is written, it's posted, things like that. So you know your content is good. I know your content is good. Let's spend 3 days together amplifying it to expand your audience of potential buyers, to include people who are often forgotten about. Six-figure messaging focuses on inclusivity and accessibility in your content. So not only are you appealing to all corners of your ideal buyer, but you're avoiding any potential legal troubles as well. It's $147 to join. The link is in the show notes, or you can find me on Instagram for more information at Kristen Unfiltered. All right, let's dive in. So we're talking about the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and how it affects your content. Because something we talk about a lot is the ADA and how it affects your website and the website copy and the website look. What we don't talk about is how it affects your content, how it affects your social media. Because what we have seen is a massive rise in lawsuits in general, especially post-pandemic, because of things like heightened awareness. There's been increased public awareness of the ADA and disability rights. And it's overall empowered a lot of individuals to identify and challenge barriers that they encounter. So, and this isn't, like I said, this isn't just limited to your website. This is limited, like this goes as far as your social media. This goes as far as how you are on any platform. And I don't even just use social media in terms of maybe like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you know, I'm talking about YouTube, I'm talking about Pinterest, I'm talking about all these different places, right? So another place or another reason for an increase is the big focus on digital accessibility. Websites and mobile applications are increasingly targeted in lawsuits, especially because they fall under the ADA's definition of public accommodations. Seeing as your content on any mobile platform falls under public accommodations, you now have to make sure that you are creating your content in a way that is now legal and it abides by the ADA. So if you don't know what the ADA is, the ADA is the Americans with Disabilities Act. It was actually signed into law by President George H.W. Bush in 1990. So July 26, 1990, just a mere couple of months before I was born. And it honestly, it marked a like major moment for the disability rights movement, because it granted people with disabilities the same civil rights protections that other minorities had. So it essentially created the protections for disabled people, right? That being said, because of that, it's actually been instrumental, in a sense, of improving the lives of millions of Americans with disabilities. It's led to increased access to public accommodations, employment, educational programs, but it's not foolproof, right? So we continuously have to make sure that we are updating. We are making sure that it is still relevant. And in 2008, the ADA Amendments Act of 2008 was passed to kind of further clarify, right, and strengthen the protections that were offered by the original ADA, reflecting the evolving understanding of disability and addressing limitations in court interpretations. Essentially, what happened was they didn't want to have confusion over what do people consider their interpretation over certain types of wording. Because of that, the ADA's legacy was able to be kept intact. It was able to allow disabled people to still be a protected class without people kind of interpreting different parts of whether certain aspects of them and their livelihood should actually be in conversation, essentially. That being said, let's talk about your content. Because are you actually posting correctly? Oftentimes the answer is no, and it may not even be your fault. That's not that big of an issue. However, the issue is, do you do something with the information I'm about to tell you? The content is more than just a throwing up a post that just flowed out of you, right? So this is where you have to think about, and this is where I love talking inclusivity and also accessibility, because you can't really talk about one without the other, usually. You have to think about the words, the photos, and the videos that you're using. Are they accessible? Are you thinking about the inclusion of the disabled population? People who cannot see, the people who cannot hear, the people who may have a hard time with any sort of their senses. Are you thinking about how you personally could eventually be seen, or how someone could eventually find your stuff, and what do you do with that information? Are you saying, oh, okay, it may not happen to me, so why should I bother? Or are you doing things like protecting yourself, protecting your clients, your potential clients, your business in general? Because you have to remember, it doesn't just apply to your websites, right? It applies to anywhere you are doing or promoting your business. If you are using your personal Facebook page, your personal Instagram, your personal TikTok, like you've created a YouTube, you have to have these abilities for people to have all different means of accessing your content. That being said, let's talk about what that looks like. When we're talking about posting, the content that you have written, we'll start with a simple photo. A photo has to have alt text. What does that alt text look like? There's been a lot of discussion around this the past probably year or so, because a lot of the online coaching space has actually started promoting and teaching that you can take the alt text spot and put extra sales text, or finish your caption, or, you know, do something that has, yes, something to do with the post, but it's an extension of what you were already writing. That's not what alt text is for. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. Alt text is for people who are hard of seeing. It is for blind people. It is for people who may need something that speaks what photos are, because that's what alt text does. So in order to utilize alt text correctly, you should be describing the photo and what is in it, including if it is a graphic. If it is a graphic, you should be describing colors, you should be describing the font, you should be describing what it says, any numbers. Talk about anything and everything that you would need to describe something to someone. I had to teach my social media manager how to do this, actually. And I've had to teach a lot of people how to do this, because a lot of the times people don't realize that you cannot people don't realize that you can't just put whatever you want in that space. And it's not that, you know, maybe like my social media manager thought you could. It's just that people are teaching in such different ways about things that they really shouldn't be utilizing that space for, that now people are confused, or they don't exactly know how to describe things, because now they're getting like voices in their like back ear saying that they should do something or do something one way, when you've got like people who are actually, you know, hard of seeing, begging you to please do it the correct way. And there's a massive mismatch there. Now, let's talk about videos, because videos, I see this a lot, and I think this is really important to talk about. There is a statistic that says that the bulk of the users will not watch a video on or with the sound on anymore. And it's partially because we are so consistently overloaded with like everything in life. We are so overloaded with so much happening at all times that none of us want. We don't want sound. We don't want, like, we either have the, if you are woman or female presenting or a trans woman, like, you have 80,000 things going on in your head at all times anyway, and then you hear the sink dripping, or you hear the like computer powering up, or you hear the AC running, or you hear your, maybe like your Xbox running. And then all of a sudden your husband's sitting on the other end of the couch, or your partner, and they decide to play TikTok videos at the loudest possible. It just makes you want to scream, right? So why do you want to overload yourself even more? It's sensory overload. That's really all it is. That being said, so many of us are so tired of doing that that we've just essentially stopped watching videos if we don't want to, or if they don't have captions. That being said, Samsung actually did something really smart, and I thought this was really interesting. They actually came out with a thing on your phone where you can go to turn up and down your volume, but then you can also just turn on a caption reader. So I can turn my volume all the way down and I can have captions automatically pop up for any video that comes across my screen. Instagram obviously has captions that for their stories, for their reels. TikTok has them for their reels. Facebook will even automatically put them up for most of their live videos or most of their recorded videos. My computer, I have an Alienware, for example. My computer will automatically auto caption all videos. People have gotten the memo that we don't want to be overloaded all the time, because we are already so overloaded when it comes to so many different areas in our lives that we need just one less thing to get us out, or at least calm us down, because our nervous systems are already so overloaded. Why do we want to keep, like, we're not an electricity box. Why do we just want to keep going and going and going and going? My ass is not the Energizer Bunny, personally. Because mobile apps are considered public accommodations, you have to put captions in your videos. And it's not even if you are just in the US, because here's the thing, whenever we look at these laws, these are obviously US-based laws, right? Whenever we look at these laws, it's not just if you are in the US, it's if you are doing business in the US. That is the part so many people miss. It's very similar to, and I'm going to do an episode on this later, very similar to the GDPR. If an American is doing any sort of business, emailing, whatever, within the EU, they have to abide by the GDPR. If anyone outside of the US is doing business in the US or has US-based clients, they have to abide by the ADA. You have to have captions in any commercial use videos or in any commercial use space. That is a public accommodation. And your Instagram accounts, your Instagram videos, your TikTok videos, your Facebook, all of these videos, all of these things, they have to have captions. That being said, that is a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people because it is not something people like to hear or they want to hear. But it's also an easy fix. That's the big thing, is it is a very easy fix for people to do. Things we really go into inside six-figure messaging is more of how to create more ADA accessible content. Because a lot of, and this is a one, I do a really good exercise with the content itself that shows you what it's like to actually be a person who cannot see a graphic you just made or cannot see a like post that I just wrote. Because then you are going to question your whole life on what have I been doing? And it's a really eye-opening experience, that's for sure. That being said, if you want to go deeper into this, go grab the replays of six-figure messaging. We spent an entire day on this plus some because it was really important to talk deeper about why the ADA and why disabled buyers are so important and why they often get looked over. If you haven't already, be sure to follow the podcast and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Share with a friend if you found this interesting or helpful. And you can find video versions on YouTube. Hug that subscribe button if you haven't already. And be sure to check the show notes so that you can grab your spot for the replays of six-figure messaging. It's $147. And if you have questions about it, find me on Instagram at Kristen Unfiltered. And I will see you next time on Business Unfiltered, the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.